This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're just talking as the broadcast was starting. And I mentioned I have this little saying about bosses. I've had many bosses in my life. And that has nothing to do with this particular broadcast or any of our affiliates. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. It has to do with, you know, back in the 1980s, when I, last time I had a job was 1989. But I came up with this saying, and it's quite universal. Maybe Gwyneth has some comments about this too, but the saying is, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? How'd that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? That was a comment I had about many of my bosses. Not all of them, but many of them. I've had a few wonderful, wonderful bosses, supervisors, managers, if you will, vice presidents, presidents. But there are a few that just were marginal at best. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Does that ring true for you, too, talking about bosses?
Yeah, I don't take direction very well. There's historical reasons and genetic reasons for that.
Yeah. So you just can't help it, right?
Yeah. I tend to question. I ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I say, is there a better way of doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I figure out systems. And if people don't agree with my systems, well, my systems work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, if you've got a problem with them, you need to go somewhere else and make up your own system. That's not somebody who, unless I can see that a system works really well, then I'll work with it, you know, because I can't see any point in reinventing the wheel, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, there's a lot of systems out there that don't work well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
right.
So I can't see the point of going along with them.
You know, when I meet people, sometimes in a setting where I'm the customer and at a checkout station, sometimes they'll say, so how long have you been doing this? Or do you like what you do? And typically, if a person is a young person at a checkout station where I'm paying for whatever I'm getting, they typically hate their jobs, especially if they're working for a large company like Walmart. I haven't met a single person who works at Walmart that says, you know, I just love being at this cash register. It is the, you know, I get up in the morning and I can't wait to get to work and stand here and meet all these wonderful customers. It's never happened. They've never said that. Typically, the response is they look at their watch, and whenever the shift is over, let's say it's 5 o'clock, they'll say, or I'll say, are you having a good day? I'll say, I will at 5 o'clock, you know, meaning when I get out of here.
Yeah, it is sad considering, you know, I think we've gone into this before about the Walmartians. that particular species of human that happens to, you know, inhabit Walmarts, and some of them apparently live there 24 hours.
Yeah.
They just never leave.
One day, recently, oh, just a few days ago, I said, you know, I was at a store, and just out of the blue, I met the cashier, and I said, geez, I'm so sorry I'm late. And you know, like, you're late. Nobody ever says they're late, you know, going to a checkout. And it's not like they were closing. It's just, you know, they're going to be open for hours and hours longer. And they just looked at me, and they said, well, it's good that you're here because now we can, the party can start. And that was a great response.
I thought that was very clever. I thought that was fun.
Very clever. And as I was leaving, the person said, well, I guess the party's over because you're leaving. So Gwyneth, the queen.
Yes.
What does the queen do? Because I've asked people who live in England, who love living in England. So what does the queen do? And the answer I get, well, she's the queen. Okay. What does she do? Well, she's the queen. And they can't tell me. So.
Yeah.
But you can.
Yeah, that's right. The queen has a number of titles. But two of the most important titles that she has, and the reason why she's actually there, and if she didn't have these job descriptions, there would be absolutely no point in her even continuing to be there. One of them is Defender of the Faith. That means the Christian faith. And Defender of the Realm. Okay? She has the job of defending her country from foreign attack. And also, you know, if there's any treason that emerges domestically, it's obviously her job to make sure that that does not take root. That's her job. And, you know, if she can't do that or won't do that, there's really no point in her being there anymore. And I, my family is long-term, multi-generationally, actually personal friends with the royal family. Okay? So I'll have to have that disclaimer there. I've never met any of them. But my grandmother, Ethel Crawford, who was the granddaughter of the Earl of Lindsay, used to go over to the Queen Mum's place for cups of tea on a regular basis because they were socially connected and they were personal friends. So I have to make that disclaimer there. But it does give me some insight into just say, well, this is the reason why she's there. This is the reason why they are there. They are not there. They are absolutely not there to line their own pockets and tax you. Okay? That is not their job. And in fact, every time in history, as soon as royalty has started taxing the populace of their own country, the royal claim to power has weakened considerably. And, you know, it's only really been a matter of time before they have been toppled. And I am not in favour of the royal family being toppled. Absolutely not. But I feel that I need to, you know, to come on air and I need to say these are extremely dangerous times for every nobleman, every noble woman, everyone of noble descent throughout the whole former British Empire and throughout the English-speaking world, to be perfectly frank, because there are a lot of people of noble descent in America as well. And they, you know, the thing about nobles is that they're just like greyhounds chasing rabbits with regards to running things. They've been running, their families have been running things for many hundreds of years, and they often get into positions of running things just because they're good at it. you know, so that they turn, and then you find out after the fact that their family was a old-time noble family, and I think there was, you know, it came out a number of years ago in the press that every single U.S. president, except for probably one or two, were all descended from Henry V, for instance. So, which means that genetically, all of the presidents, except for a handful, maybe one, two, or three, were all royalty. So, it just happens that way, that they are good at running things, that they know how to run things, and that that's just what ends up happening, you know? And you get some families, motor mechanics, generation after generation after generation, the family just spits out motor mechanics. Other families are painter and decorators. Other families are criminals. You get some families, and they just can't help themselves. They're multi-generational kleptomaniacs. And it becomes a real problem when they end up in positions of power, which is, you know, happening all too often these days as well.
I think you're speaking of the U.S. Congress.
Well, it's all parliaments, actually. You know, it used to be back in the day that you could not have a seat in parliament unless you were independently wealthy, because they didn't offer a salary. And Australia was one of the first parliaments to offer a salary to their parliamentarians. And, you know, something that I was listening on the news on Town Hall about Australia's constitutional crisis. Well, how about we keep to the bit of the Australian constitution that says that they ought to be paid £5 a year?
Mm-hmm.
How about we keep to that part of our constitution? Because that's still in our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you say £5 of, you know, silver, £5 sterling, that's still not, you know, a tremendous amount of money, really. I would, you know, given that silver is $17 an ounce thereabouts, and there's 16 troy ounces in a pound, and that £5, that's still not a lot of money, not compared to what they're paid now.
Well, I just did a conversion. Five British pounds equals $6.79.
Let's pay the Australian parliamentarians their dues as required in the Australian Constitution.
Yeah, and let's pay the U.S. Congress the same
amount.
Let's pay the U.S. Congress the same amount and tell them to all go home. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to USA Prepares and click on the Instructors tab, USAPrepares.com. Click on the Instructors tab. You'll find Gwyneth Isaacs, and there's links to the Internet that'll take you right to learn more about Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, earls, dukes, knights, nobles, why don't we start with nobles? What are nobles? What makes a person a noble?
Okay, well, if you're a noble, you can be from a noble family, okay, which is one of quite a number of ancient families. I've met nobility from Papua New Guinea who are Papua nobles, princesses. It means that their family was running the show for and on a hereditary basis for a very, very long time, okay? And, like I say, it doesn't necessarily have to be formally recognized by any government, because you get many Irish noble families, and they have even the titles of Earl and so on, okay, or Count or so on like that. And they are, according to the ancient Irish order of, nobility. And they're not recognised by the British Crown because the British don't recognise anything that the Irish government does because they're, you know, they've got a long history of not getting on well with them, basically. I think that's putting it rather diplomatically. But this, it, like I say, it's a family in a particular culture that has the hereditary duty of managing things for the benefit of all their people. And they are considered to be the noble families. And it's a really, really funny thing because somehow, along the line, most of them are related to one another. Even if you go, you know, into, how can I put this, you know, intercontinentally, like I mentioned about the thing about Henry V and most of the US presidents being descended from him. Actually, that includes Barack Obama. So I don't know quite how that happened, but it's true.
Yeah, I read the same thing.
Yeah, this is, and it's absolutely remarkable. So you're talking about a group of people who seem to, you know, they're genetically linked, they run the show all over the earth, and somehow, no matter where they come from, they're all related to one another. And, you know, that they all communicate with each other, okay? And if you ask them, on the nobility basis, if you ask them, why are you nobles? Yes, so we trace our genealogy back and we go back to this particular noble family or that particular noble family, and it's absolutely astounding how many of these noble families actually come from either India, Greece, or Egypt, even the ones in the West. Especially the ones in the West. And they have been running the planet since ancient times. And if you look at, they did a DNA analysis recently of Egyptian mummies in tombs. So this was nobles going back 3,000 and 4,000 years in some cases. And what do you know? They had red hair. And they had blonde hair, and they had blue or green eyes. So, you know, that's so. If you go further and investigate further, you find out that actually they were Greeks, or they were Berbers. Okay, and if you look at the Berbers today, there's a very, very high proportion of Berbers who are white skinned, fair hair, and green eyes, and yet they will tell you that they have been African since the dawn of time. It's a very, very interesting topic to study.
Fascinating. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Glenith Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about the Queen. And I just looked up the presidents of the United States whom were related to British royalty. Let me just go down this list. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and it will probably surprise many. So these are presidents related to British royalty. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Franklin Pierce, Rutherford B. Hayes, who's also known as Rather Fraud B. Hayes, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt, William Taft, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, and
his... Jimmy Carter is actually a relation of mine.
That's great.
Warren Carter, and so is he.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, and they were both descendants of Edward I of England and Robert II of Scotland.
Gosh, that explains it. That explains
and,
it. Oh, my gosh, he was the worst, except for King John.
Mm-hmm.
Edward I was and the worst king that
Barack,
England ever had.
King John?
Yeah, King John was the worst king England ever had, unanimously.
And Barack Obama, who was a descendant of Edward I of England and William the Lion of Scotland. No, I'm not.
What was that?
Barack Obama was the descendant of Edward I of England and William the Lion of Scotland.
William the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And here's another...
You have to wonder how that happened. And, of course, what counts here is the direct mail line. Right? It's not just a random line through the ancestry. It's the father of the father of the father of the father. That's how these things are calculated.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So somewhere along the line, one of Edward the First, well, that explains why we're in so much trouble, because Edward I was a monster. He absolutely was. He was evil, and if you can see why I have not really, I don't like the Bushes. I don't personally know the Bushes. Or the Clintons, but I'll call them jokingly the Clanton Gang, okay? Because I think that it wouldn't be surprising if those two particular criminal organizations were related. Enough said, I think. But, it's amazing. One of my ancestors was... let me think. The Earl of Lindsay, okay, is my grandmother's direct male line. So this is Ethel Crawford, was the granddaughter of the Earl of Lindsay, okay? And the Earl of Lindsay's right back, if you trace their ancestry back, you come to the uncle of William Wallace. And anyone who's seen the William Wallace movie knows that Wallace's father died when he was a young boy, and he was adopted by his uncle. In real life, his uncle was not Argyle, it was the Earl of Lindsay. Okay? And the Earl of Lindsay was always one of Wallace's strongest supporters. That was his adopted father. And after Edward I hung, drew, and quartered William Wallace, what he did was he arrested the entire family of the Earl of Lindsay down to the second cousins and had them all executed, men, women, and little children, even pregnant women in the family. And that family, they were vast. And he arrested all of them down to the second cousins. And my particular ancestor was the third cousin of the Earl of Lindsay and was one of the only survivors out of that whole clan that was that didn't get executed by Longshanks, Edward I. He's a monster, and it does not surprise me one little bit that his descendants have turned into such a scurrilous band. You know, that's it's absolutely disgusting. Now, that family, the Lindsays or the Crawfords, we're talking about the same family. Okay, they have two surnames that they use, but they're the one family, and they've been the one family for, as far as anyone can tell, forever and ever and ever. But they sometimes use the surname Lindsay, and they sometimes use the surname Crawford, and in reality, both surnames are theirs. And this is the Crawfords of Balcarres, okay, if anyone wants to know. And the Crawfords of Balcarres have been on their own land since the Stone Age. There's never been anyone else, any other family or any other ethnic group that has occupied that land ever. They are the genuine first people of that land. But what we're seeing here is we're actually seeing a war going on, okay, where you get somebody like, for instance, me, who can trace a direct ancestry back to Crusader knights, back to an earl who was one of the strongest opponents of one of the most wicked kings that England has ever had, and paid with it for his life, him and his whole family. And then you have the Bushes and the Clintons and that mob of evil people. And the two are not going to get on. They're never going to get on. But the important thing to note is not all the nobles are evil. You know, not all the blue bloods are evil people. There's a civil war going on amongst them, okay? And, you know, it's something where, for me personally, this is going into a very, very frightening time. Could be frightening if I allowed it to frighten me, but instead I've chosen just to speak up and to say, well, listen, guys, we have to be really, really careful here. If we get rid of all the nobility, okay, we're not going to get rid of the nobility. What we're going to do is we're going to empower the evil nobles to go and kill the good nobles. And here's another one, Ben Fulford. He's the grandson of Alex Fulford. He talks about white hats and black hats, okay, in his work. I don't agree with everything that he says, but in this aspect he's right. There's white hats and there's black hats, and there's a civil war going on. The nobles who are not totally evil really know what's going on, because if you go back 100 years and you go to, I don't know, for instance, Russia, and you see that the royal family in Russia 100 years ago made a complete disgrace of themselves. They admitted a particular black warlock into their circle of confidence, and his name was Rasputin, and he started doing satanic ceremonies and such like, and the ordinary Russian people who are Christians found out about it and decided to get rid of their royal family. And the Bolsheviks stepped up and said, I will be able to help you with that. And so what they did was they had the entire Russian royal family arrested, lined up against a wall in a basement and shot. That didn't solve things for the Russian people. It introduced communism, which basically put for, you know, 70 years or thereabouts, 70 or 80 years, put the Russian people into a state of complete desperation, okay? And it didn't stop there with the Russian royal family. Nobility from Russia, all through Russia, were forced to flee the country, okay? And it turned out that anyone who had any, you know, sort of refinement was just arrested and basically often just either mobbed to death, lined up and shot, beaten, whatever, okay? But what happened to the country and the ordinary people after that was absolutely terrible. This sort of terror never, ever just stops with the nobles. It's really important for people to realize this. This is why I'm coming forward and saying this, because, I mean, this broadcast is going to be archived. It's going to be archived forever. Somebody could pull it up in 10 years' time and say, you admitted on radio that you're descended from the nobles, so we're going to have a pogrom against the nobles, and we're going to arrest you, and we're going to kill you now, but just because you're descended from the nobles and that your grandmother was the granddaughter of an earl, you know. I'm saying this because what happens to the ordinary people after this is absolutely terrible. If you look what happened in communist China, they got rid of their nobility during the communist era. Of course, probably not all of them were killed. But what resulted after that, after the communists took a hold, was the death of 80 million ordinary Chinese people who were basically minding their own business, even down to, you know, the guy who carted manure on his head. It's not good, and this happens everywhere. And I'm just here today, standing on a soapbox on the radio, trying to sound the alarm that if the British people, or if the American people, or if anyone on the earth gets rid of the nobles, it's going to be bad, bad, bad all around.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about nobility and royalty. So, Gwyneth, my understanding is that when a noble is killed, bad things happen to the people who had nothing to do with the killing of the noble, right? Just the villagers.
That's right. That's right. The villagers who are in the area that he was looking after. Okay. It's historically always been that way. Okay. Because he was the one who would organize resistance to bad people just coming in and doing bad things to his people. And there's a common law principle that applies to nobles, and it's something that every noble on the earth is supposed to do. And you can go anywhere, and this is just how it is. And it's called noblesse obligée. Okay, that's Latin. It means the obligation of the nobles to look after the ordinary people, to maintain law and order, to ensure that the poor are not starving, to ensure that there is general economic prosperity and opportunities for people to have gainful employment. Okay, so things that would work against that would be like, for instance, operating cartels. If he were to impose taxation on his people, he's not supposed to earn his living through taxation. He's supposed to earn his living basically as a farmer. Okay? And he can collect rents from houses that he owns, okay, that are on his land. But, that is providing a service. And there should be areas within his land that are freehold that are not directly ruled by him. Okay, so he will have his farm, and then he will have the village surrounding and around about his farm. There will be small holdings. This is how the British way of life has been managed since ancient times. Okay, so if you were somebody from the village and a piece of land came up for sale, and you were an industrious sort and you'd managed to save enough money and you went out and bought the farm, that farm, if it was freehold title, that farm was yours and your descendants forever, okay? But the thing is, the earl would own the estate, which, whereas the farm might be like between 5, 10, maybe 50 acres or whatever, the estate was vast. The estate was in the thousands or tens of thousands, or in some cases hundreds of thousands of acres, okay? And then periodically the earl would divide off some of the estate and issue it for freehold title, okay, and sell the land. And he would lose the rights to that land forever. And he knew that, but it was to for the continued growth and prosperity of his local area. This is how things should be run, okay? But, you know, if you get the earl and he begins to operate in a predatory manner, okay, he begins to demand taxation. He begins to, like, in Transylvania, they're notorious for this, literal blood-sucking, child abuse, all the rest of it. The locals are going to start resenting him and his whole family. And they're going to make plots and plans on their own to get rid of him, thinking that they're going to be free, okay? And, of course, his neighbour from across the way, who is his enemy, is going to step in and encourage this sort of deception. But ultimately, he brings it on himself through his bad behaviour. They only do a disservice to themselves by engaging in predatory behaviour against anybody. They're not there for that. That's not what they should do.
We're going to talk more about this, hour number two. Nobility. How does it work? Who's related to who? And when I tell you who the cousins are in the United States presidents, you won't believe it. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.